This is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 25th of April 2021. Today is the New Amateurs Edition, where we spend some time giving advice and information to newcomers to amateur radio, hopefully smoothing their entry into the hobby. And you never know, there may be some folk who have been around a bit longer who can learn something too. Very importantly, today is Anzac Day, and we talk a bit about Anzac Day and amateur radio, and we've also got a couple of historical snippets about the involvement and influence of amateur radio people in wartime radio operation. In local news, there's a reminder about the Hills Amateur Radio Group's car boot sale, a WA Repeater Group's AGM, and rumours of pirates in the Antarctic. News West is broadcast in Western Australia on Sundays at 0700, 0800, 0900 and 1900 hours on a variety of frequencies on HF, VHF and UHF. Too many to list here. Far too many. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how you can best listen to News West on air, online or on demand.
Today is Anzac Day, and we at News West hope you're able to participate in a remembrance activity that is appropriate for you. One tribute that we in amateur radio pay is using the Alpha X-Ray callsign prefix. The ACMA automatically allows all Australian radio amateurs to substitute their normal VK callsign prefix with the letters AX. On Anzac Day, April the 25th, as an amateur radio salute to the servicemen and women in the many conflicts, individuals and radio clubs are encouraged to get on air using the AX prefix. CW was used as a means of communication during World War II, Korea, Malaysia, and even early Vietnam. The use of CW has become a popular mode used by amateurs on Anzac Day. Please note, the use of the AX callsign prefix for the 24-hour period on Anzac Day, 25th of April, is based on local time in your state, not UTC time. There's an event in New South Wales that you could join in with, the Anzac Day QSO Party. Last year, many amateur radio operators not only missed out on catching up with friends at their local amateur radio club gatherings, but were not able to attend an Anzac Day service. To help overcome these restrictions, the St. George Amateur Radio Society sponsored a QSO party on Anzac Day 2020. This event was very popular with many amateurs, local, interstate and overseas. So the St. George Amateur Radio Society have decided to hold an Anzac Day QSO party again, Sunday the 25th of April 2021. The intention of the QSO party is for the amateur radio operators to keep in contact on air with fellow operators and to recognise the service of many amateur radio operators from both sides of the Tasman Sea in defending our freedom. The Anzac Day QSO party commences at 3 p.m. local Sydney time, which is 1 p.m. Perth time, and concludes at 9 p.m. Bands and modes of communication are 40 metres and 80 metres, SSB, VK2 RLE and VK2 RDX 2 metres, VHF FM repeaters and the VK DMR network. The QSO party is open to all amateur radio operators with a participation certificate available, which recognises the aims of this event. Amateurs are reminded that all VK amateurs can use the AX prefix on Anzac Day. Complete operating and participation details can be found on the www.sqars.org. And, in a touch of amateur radio Anzac history, this article was published in The Advocate, Burnie, Tasmania, on Monday the 20th of May, 1940. The heading was a ban on amateur radio transmitting. The Postmaster General, Mr. Thorby, said yesterday he would press for the maximum penalty against amateur radio operators convicted of charges of transmitting illegally. He pointed out that in cases where information transmitted might be of vital use to the enemy, the charge could be treason. The policy of his department, he said, was that there could be no half measures in wartime. Radio transmitting by amateurs was banned, and the department would carry out that order. Several prosecutions under this censorship regulation were pending, said Mr. Thorby. He issued a warning to radio amateurs that their transmissions might be picked up by the enemy agents in other countries, which might be dangerous for Australia. Young people, he said, fiddled and tinkered with radio transmitters and did not realise the danger in which they placed themselves and possibly the country.
Prawnheads is a weekly gathering of radio amateurs and others for a lunch and a chat. The meetings are mostly at the UNI restaurant in Francis Street, Northbridge, for lunch at 12 noons on Wednesdays. But sometimes we go extramural and little butterflies we chase. We like to gamble in things rural, commune with nature face to face. Well, sort of. Sometimes we go somewhere else for our lunchtime gathering, and on Wednesday the 5th of May, we're off to Rockingham for lunch at the exclusive Chinese cuisine restaurant. You're all welcome, however, it's not a large venue, so if you'd like to join us, and you're not a Prawnheads regular, please, please, please tell us you're coming so we can arrange tables to include you. You can email newswest at vk6.net and your message will be passed on to the Chief Prawn. If you're unaware of what Prawnheads is all about, it's an acronym. The group was established a couple of decades ago and its long name is Perth Radio and Wireless Noodle House Eating and Discussion Society. That's a mouthful. Now you know.
When was the first time you held the microphone, pressed the push-to-talk button, then, let it go again? Welcome to New Hams the Series, and in this episode, let's talk about gaining confidence. Some people get into amateur radio without ever having spoken to on air, or even into a microphone. Do you remember the first time you spoke into a recording device or a public address system and you heard your own voice? Oh my, it sounded strange, didn't it? Well, you probably thought it sounded strange, but to everyone else, it sounded like, well, you. So moving right along to amateur radio, these days you can't get your first amateur radio license in Australia without doing a practical test, which includes conducting a simple QSO on air. So you've spoken on air at least once in your life. Then you get your license and you set up your very first amateur radio station. And by now you've probably even used the antenna tuner to make your radio happy with your antenna. Everything's ready to go. It is, isn't it? You better check everything again because somebody might be listening and they'd be able to tell instantly if you got something wrong. You're sure they will. Eventually you grab the mic. You get up some courage, you press the push to talk and speak. Probably the worst thing you could possibly say on air, especially in amateur radio, is there anybody out there? But you already learned what to do when you did the lessons for the practical test, didn't you? You either call CQ, or if there's an existing QSO going on, you simply announce your call sign in a convenient gap, and you'll get acknowledged and called in. But be patient, the current conversation might be rounded off before you're called in. Once you've done that, you're on your way. It helps to tell the others that you're new to amateur radio, and people are usually helpful and will provide guidance when required. So good luck with your first plunge into the amateur radio pool, and let's hope it's the beginning of a long and fruitful time in the hobby. I'm Bob VK6POP.
No, Frederick. I shall live and die a pirate king!
It seems nothing is sacred anymore, if indeed anything ever was in amateur radio. Recently, there's been a flurry of amateur radio activity from Casey Station, where Paul, VK2PAD, is operating as VK0PAD. I'm sure he does other stuff at Casey Station other than operating an amateur radio station. However, Paul has indeed worked a lot of contacts around the world in his spare time. It seems, though, that Paul got more than he expected, as he reported in a recent Facebook post that he's had emails thanking him for phone and digital mode contacts. But there's a bit of a catch, though. Paul says he hasn't worked digital modes from Antarctica, and some of the claimed contacts were at times that he wasn't on air because of blizzards. I guess it takes all kinds to make up our amateur radio universe, including those prepared to cheat in order to gain a piece of wallpaper for the shack. Or is this a case of pirates of the Antarctic with someone misusing Paul's call sign? Paul remarked, "Well, I can't believe it's actually happening. I've heard stories about it, but never really believed them. Is this something that happens a lot in order to freeze out the pirates and pretenders?" Paul suggests that anyone who has a QSO with him, they validate it via EQSL or QRZ logs.
The West Australia Repeater Group advises that their next meeting, which is on Monday, May the 3rd, is also the annual general meeting with members and visitors welcome. The meeting will take place at the Repeater Group's regular venue, the First Pelican Point Sea Scouts, which is at 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Doors are usually open at 7pm for a 7:30 start, and there's tea, coffee and refreshments available. And of course, the group looks forward to seeing you there. And this is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News. And you're listening to News West.
Are you a shortwave listener or a newly licensed ham? There are currently 209 licensed foundation amateurs in Western Australia, 193 standard licenses and 903 advanced. Of the 209 foundation licenses, there are 9 in my local area alone, yet I have never heard any of them on air. So I ask the question of why. Is it because they don't know anyone on air, so are hesitant to key the mic? Perhaps they don't have transmitting equipment, ain't technically minded and feel out of place amongst all that electronic talk, or maybe they got their license for other reasons. Only our new amateurs would know the reason they don't get on air and make some noise. But I really hope it's not because they don't know anyone or feel out of place. If you fall into this category, I have some friendly tips to maybe get you motivated to take the plunge and key that microphone. Firstly, if you have the equipment, listen around the bands to see how strong the signals are. This will give you an indication on the HF bands of who might be in your local area. Although this is a little more difficult when listening to VHF or UHF repeaters, as everyone will sound as if they are your next door neighbour. Listen to the conversation to get used to the lingo used and the topics of conversation. Once you've worked out who's who in the zoo by listening, take the plunge and break into a conversation, and don't be afraid of getting it wrong. We all do make mistakes. Let the other stations know who you are, and you will find conversation will flow from there. It's all about taking the plunge and breaking the ice, and you will find most amateurs are really nice people. If you happen to start by talking with other locals in your area, you might just find other common interests, and think about it. You have an interest in amateur radio, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this news broadcast right now, and so do the people on the other end of that radio. And you might even strike up friendships along the way. Amateur radio is, after all, a hobby, and hobbies are about enjoyment. Wouldn't you enjoy it so much more by talking to others rather than just listening? 73s. Walter Henry Hannam was an Australian wireless experimenter, a founding member of the Wireless Institute of Australia, wireless operator and mechanic on the Australasian Antarctic Expedition, a member of the Anzac Wireless Company in World War I, a tireless promoter of amateur radio in the 1920s. Hannam was born in 1885 in Burwood, New South Wales. He studied at the Sydney Technical College and was awarded a diploma in science. He was a founding member of the Wireless Institute of Australia. Hannam was selected as part of the Australasian Antarctic Expedition. He helped to set up the wireless equipment on the Macquarie Islands. He is also credited with being the first person to establish wireless contact with Australia from Antarctica. He set up the wireless equipment at the main base and remained at Cape Denison as wireless operator for 2 summers and 1 winter. On his departure in February 1913, Sidney Jeffries took over as his post as wireless operator. Circa 1910, Hannam was closely involved with Captain George Augustine Taylor in a number of successful demonstrations to the military as to the potential uses of wireless telegraphy. Following the commencement of World War I, Hannam enlisted on the 2nd of June 1915 in the Australian Imperial Forces, embarked for France, and commenced duties in the field workshops. He was a large man and struggled with a number of medical issues, but his previous wireless experience was identified and he was transferred to the ANZAC Wireless Corps. The Wireless Corps was eventually renamed Australian Army Signal Corps. He was discharged on the 7th of November 1919 and he served as an engineer in the Australian Motor Transport Corps. After his war service, Hannam established an electrical business. He married Elizabeth Bilby in 1927 and he died in 1965 in Terrigal.
Something a new amateur is usually on the lookout for, apart from physical resources, is information resources. The internet is a huge resource. However, for the newcomer to a hobby, it can be a confusing mess of information. Fortunately, there are some resources that simplify the task of zooming in on the issue at hand, removing some of the frustration you might experience as you encounter roadblocks and dead ends. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia has a couple of helpful resources. These are different to many web-based documents, most of which were written once and remain static. The resources at RASA are knowledge-based, and the content grows as questions are asked and answered. Firstly, there's ARTS, Amateur Radio Technical Support. This site contains information about some of the basics you'll need to know about setting up your radio equipment, and you'll also have the ability to ask questions. Then there's QRM Guru, which again has information and suggestions about how to deal with that pesky noise that's ruining your radio activity. And again, you can ask questions. The RASA Welcome to Amateur Radio Guidebook provides an introduction to a hobby for newly licensed Foundation Class amateurs. The book is published digitally. It contains many hot links to external websites with useful information. It is available as an Acrobat PDF file, suitable for reading on a PC or tablet. It can be printed if required. These products are free to access and use, and can be accessed from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Another resource is a website maintained by Peter, VK6 Yankee Sierra Foxtrot, and there you'll find some interesting projects that he has experimented with and documented. There are some particularly interesting items concerning antennas and associated bits and pieces such as balans and feed lines. Peter's website is vk6yankeesierrafoxtrot.com. An excellent resource outside of Australia, and this is only one of many, is the Surrey Amateur Radio Communications Group, their bi-monthly e-magazine called Communicator, which is a first-class magazine with helpful items and stories to suit all levels of experience and expertise. It's published on the web and is read in 130 countries. The website is ve7sar.net. That is Victor Echo 7 Sierra Alpha Romeo.net. And we mustn't forget the more sociable option, talking to people. Yes, face-to-face, no microphone, commonly known as an eyeball QSO. A very good way to learn more about the hobby is to meet other amateurs and start talking and listening. There are some good amateur radio clubs around the place, and by getting together, you can listen and ask questions, and you can do practical stuff. Amateurs are mostly friendly and helpful people, and you can easily tap into this resource. Good luck as you grow into the hobby of amateur radio.
Has anyone noticed that the solar flux index has been creeping up lately? It was on 84 a couple of days ago. How has this affected your radio activity? Made it better? Made it worse? Not noticed any difference? Give us a yell at newswest@vk6.net. And this is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News, AX6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Rumour has it the VK6 gardening net has gone missing in action recently. Well, it's no rumour. It has, and my apologies for those of you who enjoy talking about gardening. My new shack build meant I was off HF for a period, but I'm now settled into the new shack and ready to kick off the net once again. So, if you enjoy the wonderful hobby of gardening, whether it's fruit and vegetable growing or other exotic species, then get your radio ready. The VK6 Gardening Net is on this Sunday at 5 p.m. Western Standard Time on 3.620 lower side and will run fortnightly at this stage. This is an open forum to chat about your other passion besides amateur radio. Hope to hear you on air this Sunday at 5 p.m. on 3.620 73's VK6 Juliet Echo Foxtrot.
Last week, we told you that the Hills Amateur Radio Group are having a car boot sale, and today we're reminding you for the last time. The car boot sale is on Saturday, May the 1st. That's next week. Sellers will be admitted from 12 noon at $5 per bay, and for buyers, entry is free. It's nice to see one of these things starting up at a respectable time, instead of somewhere between first coffee and the Cocoa Pops. Come along and join in the fun at the Haag Club Rooms at 5 Sanderson Road, Les Murdy. There's a sausage sizzle happening on the day. I'm sure there'll be more than one person asking where the Haag burgers are, but we'll have to settle for the Haag sausages in its place. So, if you need an excuse to go for a drive in the hills, rock up to the Haag Club Rooms, Sanderson Road, Les Murdy. It's easy to find, just off Les Murdy Road. Rock up to the Haag Car Boot Sale, Saturday, 1st of May, 12 noon to 3 p.m.
Amateur radio bragging rights, north or south of the river? So the old debate of north versus south never wanes. So let's set the record straight. From the ACMA database, as of the 22nd of April 2021, here are the facts. In 7th place, regional WA North with 52 licensed call signs. In 6th place, regional WA East with 56 licensed calls. In 5th place, drumroll please, Perth Metro Western Suburbs with 60 licensed calls. In 4th place is regional WA South with 242 licensed calls. In 3rd place, as we get to the award ceremony, it is Perth Metro Northern Suburbs with 283 licensed calls. In 2nd place, drumroll, is Perth Metro Southern Suburbs with 291 licensed call signs. And in 1st place is Perth Metro Eastern Suburbs with 320 licensed calls. I'm sure the Northern Suburbs boys can apply for an extra 9 call signs just so we can overtake our South of the River friends. But what about those out in the land of the No Sea Breeze leading the pack? Go the Eastern Suburbs. Let the call sign challenge begin.
This is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West on Anzac Day.
Good morning once again. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's hotline for the 25th of April, Anzac Day 2021. Stop your mic here for a minute and I'll give you the today's list. First item off today is for sale, a Kenwood TS680 Sierra HF 6-metre transceiver. It comes with a SWR meter included, price negotiable. There's also an ICOM IC490 Alpha 10-watt multi-mode 70-centimetre transceiver with a 40-watt Daiwa linear amplifier, $125. There's an Andrews Papa Alpha 1011 2-metre 100-watt linear amplifier, $125. Contact Frank for those items. Frank is in Kareen. He can be contacted on his mobile 0413-592-488. Again, 0413-592-488. Or email to frank.vk6k KFD and iinet.net.au. Email to frank.victorkilo6kilofoxtrotdelta@iinet.net.au. Again, Foxtrot Romeo Alpha November Kilo, full stop, VK6KFDelta@iinet.net.au. The next item is for sale. It's an ICOM IC706 Mark 1 transceiver. Operates HF and VHF, excellent working order at the moment, and ideal mobile radio. Asking $550. Contact Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, on 0408-688-903. Email is victkilo6bravosierraalpha@iinet.net.alphauniform. Next item is from John, VK6 Fox Juliet Mike Bravo. He has a Tango Sierra 590 Sierra Golf for sale. It's a Kenwood Tango Sierra 590 Sierra Golf for sale, mint condition. Looking for $1,700 or nearest offer. Contact John on phone number 0419-957-441 for more information. That number again, 0419-957-441. Next item for sale is an IC751, ICOM 751, asking $550 or swap for an ICOM IC706. If you're interested in an IC751 or can help Ron with that IC706, please call him 0419-440-540. Again, 0419-440-540. And that's all I have for you for this week. If you have any ideas for next week's broadcast, please contact me. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the email address. Again, VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Until we meet again next week, 7-3, and happy Anzac Day, marching up and down the square.
Clubs play an important role in amateur radio, bringing people together to share information and skills, do all sorts of activities, and, of course, to socialise. Next week is the News West Club Focus Edition. In this episode, clubs are given the space to promote themselves and what they are getting up to. It's your club's chance to bang your drum, blow your trumpet, and fly your flag. You may think that what your club does is pretty ordinary. However, to other people, it may well prove fascinating, stimulating new ideas for something to get up to. There's a few ways to get a club item to us for News West. You could write and record the item in your own voice. This is the preferred method because your story, your voice. If recording isn't an option, send your text and someone from the news team can record it, or give us a yell and we can hook up on Skype or similar and record it as an interview, with a guarantee that bloopers, ums and ahs and spousal interruptions can be excised. Thanks to the clubs who regularly support the Club Focus Edition. The deadline for your club item is noon Friday. Over to you, clubs.
You know, I got to about Wednesday this week thinking News West was going to be about 10 minutes long this weekend. The lesson learned is that it was too early to panic, and that something usually shows up, and it did. Thanks to the team this week, Roy VK6XV, Mike VK6KMS, Jeff VK6JEF, and thanks to the birds in Jeff's backyard. Did you hear them? Thanks also to the broadcasters and callback collectors, and to casual contributors. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Enjoy what you do on Anzac Day, and probably the best thing you can do as an amateur is to get on air and make some noise.